Sabangambula weekend na turanga na marama dorbo no manelewa ena bonu ali bungo kalandi ena maten to new zealandi sane tinga ba sabanga ken ndu lo mai kina nondo bonu lo manu viti ken sa mai bogi tuti ko na bonu ali bungo new zealandi lo mai boga buli lo mai boga dhaka lo mai bangito lo mai bangande se ken sa mai lo ni bonu tunde tu ena bonu binango au sa tortu ko na bonu binango mo weekend ba kitugani na hada tale na hada nimbula na hada Jesus Kristo na nondo turanga ena singo binaga ni kuwa venga rabitu weekend na New Methodist Christian Fellowship ken ne boga rawa na Planet FM ke boga ndona boga tataro ni oti ne boga itabi ga ingiri ngiri ngamai be tal tal ga sile me kilo laka 212-984-820 hauna katale 212-984-820 kani marau mi kitu mingarabi vikenda ena matagani singa nindai ndone bunau e boga rauta kitu mai vikenda meruti kenda boga binaka turanga kene marama dhorubo kene wanelewa na iwali nila ngei buruburungo seikwaya na bose nikalu mwole ngaki na bose nikalu endina na bose nikalu ena lasu na tamata kede nga endina nga na bose nikalu kaa vikenda na boltambu singa ni tamata mendo bose lasu silu ni tamata mendo visau na nono na numa sake mbali turanga kene marama ena blessed taki kenda na bose nikalu ena raki nimbula ni tabutu ni tao na lubwe wale na pololoma na mbili raki na mbili na mbule ni lenga ke na mbule ni rabunabua sarauti kenda rubina nga na bose nikalu ni singanindai
kia wachi ununumayo na My TV. I welcome you in the mighty matchless wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
All the goodness of God. Singing all my life, all my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am made.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we just commit this hour, this moment, the program, God of our nation. We're so blessed with the words of testimony as well as the words of praises unto your name. We thank you. We commit this hour. We commit this time. There are people logging in today, oh Father. They're watching, they're hearing, they're listening. And we pray, we commit this moment, this hour, that you're going to meet them, oh Father, like they've never met before. You're going to anoint them like they've never experienced before. You're going to experience, oh Father, and provide that experience to their lives for them to remember today. We believe and we receive all these things, oh Lord. Father, also, the testimonies that we have heard, the women that are listening in today, thank you, Auntie Eleanor, for the testimony this morning. There may be other women, oh Father, that are listening. They can identify with things that are happening in their lives. Lord, it's its hour. The program is called God of Our Nation, against all odds, the odds of our lives, family, relationship, children. We commit it unto good hands, O Lord. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we exalt you, because you are the God of our nation. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Shake the hand of the person standing next to you, and I invite all of us to take our seat today. And also we say greetings to all those of you that are listening today. Thank you. Yet another Sunday morning of God of Foundation at 10:30 every Sunday. Today we're at the Four Shores in Suva. A bright sunny day, beautiful sea, very calm, nice and breeze. So it's a beautiful day here in Suva in Fiji for those of you that are logging in outside Fiji. Bulavinaka and thank you. To the foreign zones that are having the mission Sunday today. Vikam Dome Europe, Scotland, Bakakinami Chamani, singularly the Vikam Dome Northern Ireland, Talanga Sepisavala Kutavat Kantisiri, thank you for the commitment. Vikam Dome Nislandi, Vinakamakalevan Dombulavinaka, Tekapome Vikam Dome Napier, Alaksama Vikam Dome Taupo, Rotorua, Tauranga, Auckland City, North Shore City, Bakakinikam Dome Virtual Zone, Bulavinaka Kim Dome Australia, Wambulatakanimi Viti, and Sivinakanikua, Nikimani Mission Sunday Tiko. I don't know how you're meeting, maybe you're seeing together in a place zone, or you virtually meet through Zoom this morning. Whichever way, we say greetings all the way from Fiji to you, back in the country that you are staying right now and worshiping God. Thank you. For the Australia division, we have Australia, we have Sydney, West Sydney, East, and also we have Brisbane. Thank you, Brisbane region. And Gold Coast, we came to Rokovanda, Bulavinaka, and thank you, Antiva, for all the commitment. We came to my Inverell, Masalaki came to Chikanamana Sawati, Talatofa. All the way from Fiji at the Fourth Shore, like what I said, very nice and brighty. I know you've been Fiji. This is the weather that's just too good. The weather, it's just too good. And I believe you're missing it all the way. You may be freezing all the way out there in Germany for fear and telling us, Henry, I know you're on the -2, -1 degree. Well, out here, just right. Nice place to be. So all the way from Fiji, we say greetings and thank you for meeting through your zone and the whole of Europe this morning. And Vanuatu, talanga sa saula, minakamalim. The commitment can, Vanuatu. I know we haven't been there for a while. Talanga Simori hasn't visited you for a while. But thank you for staying strong. And thank you for the mighty wishes. I didn't anticipate and not even dream that you people are going to be sending it. And 1,700 for that matter. Thank you, Vanuatu. And I'm so grateful for that. To my Viti outside Suva, central, we are here worshiping God here at Four Shores. For most of you in the northern as well as western, I believe you're worshiping either in your worship center or maybe in your homes for those family. And greetings elsewhere to the Pro Events Division. I know where you're seated. Let's give a big hand clap to the Pro Events Division. Praise the Lord. They're currently camping at the Veyuto Primary School and they will be doing their item tonight. So if you want to see the last item for the HQ Division, come to the Fourth Shore or tune in on my TV Facebook page as well as the New Methodist page. So to all of us, I believe that we are ready to serve God this morning. I'm talking to the New Methodists. Hello, amen, praise the Lord. New Methodists, are we ready to serve God? Yes, we are. Okay, also greeting to those of you who do not belong to any church whatsoever. You don't believe in God. You don't have a denomination to go to, but you were raised up in a Christian home. You heard about Jesus. You know about him. But you get carried away with your ambition, schooling, and you were king, yes. Double story house, yes. Good living, yes. In your heart, you know God. And one way or the other, I used to peep into this program. Hello, thank you for peeping in today. Know that that God is still the same from that day until today. So we say greetings all the way from here in Fourth Shore to all of you in Fiji. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Greetings in the hills of Golan Heights to the soldiers.
Amen.
Not forgetting the sandy hills in Sinai.
Hallelujah.
And those in Afghanistan, the British soldiers, but originally from Fiji. We take this time to thank you for doing your job and also tuning in. The rugby boys, he's a common mole. all the way in France and the team in France, the Fijian, Flying Fijian, we take this time to greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not forgetting those in UK, those in USA, Santa Rosa, Sacramento, Los Angeles, Washington DC, those in Pennsylvania, we take this time, wherever, whatever city, whatever state, we take this time to say hello from the sunny Bay of Fiji, which is called Suva, at the foreshore, a wonderful weather that we have here. And we believe that you will tune in clear as crystal as come through the social media this morning.
All the way from Santa Rosa West. Greetings to your zone, because today is Mission Sunday as well for America. And we would like to remember the Wanganyivalu family all the way in Pennsylvania. And not forgetting Mrs. Va Hitchcock. Thank you for all your sitting. And also we remember you, Wesley Gilmore. I know you're tuning in from New South Wales in Newcastle. We say greetings also to your family today. And thank you for all the sitting you continue to do towards the ministry, not only for to the headquarters, but also to the New Methodists in Australia. Some of you, most of you are tuning in, and you always bring your seat all the way down to my TV in Turek on the corner of 42 Spring and Amy Street in Turek, Suva. Thank you for bringing your seat. To the ladies out there, we're sitting it, and I believe today, thank you, Auntie Pau, Renita Dalangasi Pau, all the way from the northern. When I heard your testimonies on the writing of list, my heart leaped with joy for them to hear the importance. Not only that, the power that is out there when you write your list. And you're actually writing your list. So we come in agreement with you, even though we don't meet, but we see your envelope. And also, we after giving the receipt, we have a prayer box. And we commit it to the Lord. So we pray whatever that you have in your heart, place in your heart when you see it, whatever you have written, we believe and we receive that it's a done deal, because this God, He's a faithful God. Hallelujah.
And whenever you come to God, you must believe that He exists.
Amen.
And as you sit here today, remember, today is also a healing Sunday.
Hallelujah.
You must remember that. Amen. The Bible says when two or three gathered in His name, the reason why we together, because of His name. The Bible says that it's in our meat. God is here.
Hallelujah.
God is here. Whatever comes out from our mouth, that is initiated by God. Because we are talking about the God that we don't know the situation that you're going through. Hallelujah. But God knows. Every word that comes from here is like a medicine to you.
Hallelujah.
So take it. Take it. And take it well.
Amen.
The Bible says, for those that seek Him must believe that He exists, because He's the rewarder. He is the rewarder. Remember that He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever leave this place without taking something back home.
Amen.
Amen. The same God that parted the sea. The same God that parted the sea for 3 million people to walk on a dry land. The same God who sent manna for 40 years for about 3 million people. Think about that. Think about your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And think about the 3 million people for 40 years.
Amen.
Think about Elijah. The meat that was cooked. Cooked from where? Because God can cook from nowhere.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's the God that we are serving today.
Amen.
We must be excited that we have the heart. We have the full capacity of receiving from God. He is a God that is full of promises. And He delivers exactly, abundantly overflow in your life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're in a man's ratio. Hallelujah. You are not determined by the environment. The environment has to change because of you. You are walking dynamite of God. Whatever you have, the things that you have, is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. The same power that healed the sick. The same power that got Lazarus tied with the feet, tied with the hands, tied on his ears, but still can move 31 steps, spiral, and stand on the front of the tomb. And that is the same power that we're talking about. My friend, you need to think about God and what he can do in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We can get on the new Methodist. Man up. Amen. Hallelujah. But against all odds, it can be any other odds. It can be domestic violence. It can be a lot of things happening at home. Amen. We cannot just come and pray and ask God to make things happen. We need to create the condition. One of those conditions is having a good relationship as husband and wife. Amen. Hallelujah. So new Methodist men, you need to be a man. Man up. Hallelujah. When you're men, you check on your family. When you're men, you take on these difficulties. You know, so we can lose on the COVID, what kind of frustration you know, the weaker things to take it out on. Amen? So you may be listening today, you may be one of those men. You know the men that one day everything stopped, you know, don't have any more money to take home, and then you don't know your responsibility because you lack in so many ways. Amen? So you look for the very weak thing, and the very weak thing around you, it's your wife, it's your children. Amen. So domestic violence are happening at home because you're taking it out on them. Amen. New Methodist, man up. Stand up, take responsibility. Hallelujah. Amen. Okanda Namarama, New Methodist woman. Amen. Rise up. Rise up and be a prayer woman for your home. Hallelujah. Be a prayer woman for your home. Hallelujah. No matter whatever you tell your husband, regardless how strong, how hard, how long you're going to talk, nothing's going to change. Amen. Hallelujah. All you need to do is bow down. You speak to God, go down on your knees. Hallelujah. Woman, you go down on your knees. I'm not telling you for you to accept the fact for you to embrace the domestic violence. No. Stand up and speak your right. Amen. Know who you are because you are the child of God. Hallelujah. So against all odds, for us to be blessed, I'm going to say, if you're a kid, when you don't get rid of that unforgiveness or that bitterness, it looks like a devil. It's hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Masulaki koya, masulaka no nonisulu, masulaka no baba. I'm sharing something that I used to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So I would like to encourage all women and men, and I know there's a rise in domestic violence, not only in Fiji, it's all over the world. Amen. And that's one of the things, the old supply that takes away your blessings. Amen. You need to embrace that blessing. You need to create the condition. And so we can hide to none on the billy. There's a lot of things not answered. A lot of things not achieved. It's so easy to get there. I would tell you to go Auntie Millie Chan, Matakanikua, because we had Holy Communion. Amen. As a couple, have your Holy Communion. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ivale, don't wait for Sunday like this for you to have Holy Communion. Have your own Holy Communion. It's your family making a covenant before God. It's you as a couple making a covenant before God. It's a covenant because he is a covenant keeping God. Amen. So you need to clear all ends for you to receive what God has destined for you to have. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, in Psalms, I was just reading this one. It used to be my favorite Bible verse before. Na sambe ruwa walu, ekabango bekeda no lono bosa. Ask of me, ekakoya, I am your father and you are my son. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's telling you, and also you, if you're logging in today, to tell you that he is God and you are his child. Amen. Ekakoya, I am your God and you are my son. So ekakoya, ask of me. Will I not give you the nations as your inheritance? Hallelujah. The ends of the earth is your possession. Amen. So why are you lacking? Why are you struggling? God has given you a promise already. Rise up and take ownership. Check those people around you. Clear your heart. Like what I'm saying this morning, we are going to guide you for couples. And I know we're talking on couples mostly now. And we have the children that are actually finishing their education this year. Choice of subjects going on to the next year for intermediate. As well as the children sitting for their exam next week, the lower class in the primary school. There's a lot of elements. So stand up, rise up. There's a lot of good things that God has for you. Because He alone knows the plans He has for you. To prosper, never to harm. To what? To prosper. To what? To prosper. Never to harm. To what? To prosper. You stand up today and say, I'm going to prosper. They will never harm me. I am going to prosper. Nothing will harm me. I stand on the promises of God's word. So stand up today. Don't even be defined by the people that are around you. Don't be defined by your congregation. Don't be defined by your home, your community. Don't be defined of losing your job. Stand up and say to yourself, no, my creator, my God created me for who I am. Because He is God and He has given me all the authority. Nations is your inheritance. Ends of the earth is your possession.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you.
Hallelujah.
When God created the universe, he did not plan. It's the things in His mind. Hallelujah. It's just transferred to be physical because of His word. And imagine, because of us, God has a plan.
Amen.
God has a plan. Even before you come into your mother's womb, Hallelujah. God already planned for you. Plan to prosper you. See, when He created the whole world, He just speak forth. He just speak forth. He just speak forth. And things come to pass. That's how God can work miraculously in somebody's life. Now, He said Himself, I have a plan for you. How much better that He has a plan. When you see the sky, you see this nature, they are well planned. But He did not say in the Bible that they are planned. God just spoke. Now He said, I have a plan for you. The plan to prosper you. Kwaya usatu na nungu nanuma enabuku mundo. Nungu nanuma mundo winaka. Hallelujah. Nikonduri na shiganikua. Nabinaka warakiko. Keko bakambauta na kalu. Nabunogo lago kina. Vinaka warakiko. Obondo wangabuka. Obondo train. Obondo motoka. Sekumani taumalenga. Nabinaka na warakiko. Malata na kalu. Sakayoti. Nungu nanuma mwabinaka. Nanguna numa mobinaka. Ozuruma tukana la, non nanuma kwa mobinaka. Stama tuna nende, non nanuma kwa mobinaka. Otowi matetiko, mate ni suka se tumbulina. Non nanuma mobinaka.
Hallelujah!
Ana non nanuma. Vitalia nanuma nanuma. Vitalia na kara nanuma. Vitalia na karaka. Non nanuma e kago kaya. Nanguna numa beike mundo mundo mobinaka. What else that you need? That the God of the universe has a plan to prosper you, has a plan to overflow you, has a plan to bless you. We are walking according to His word says, I don't care what the pandemic brings into your life. I don't care that you lost your job. But the God's plan. Amen. Au sini be kila gombi uda zaka sani doni la mutu na mbage. Au sini be kila gori na kauka na nona bosa na nona bosa kabiau kwaya ukausa kila na nungu na numa mundo winaka. In the mind of God, He see you prosper.
Hallelujah.
In the mind of God, you already prosper. Amen. Ana bune kaki na uchisu mere tuti sipeli. Ibe ina na mundo wagambauta. We just ate. I just deliver. I just heal. I just cast out demons. Where is your faith? Amen. Amen. Sorry, we are speaking like this because we see every day of our life. Every day of our life, we see the hands of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That detail of what God wants to do in your life.
Hallelujah.
A and you sitting there feel sorry for yourself. Yeah. No, that's from the devil. That's from the devil. The devil wants you to feel sorry and full of worry. Kabi kerbal tabu kuni lomo zoga taka kugeka zabo ukliya zabo mwe sulukina zabo lago mebi au senga waka sangara tu manda na matin tu nikalo kenya nona yalundu donu ena geishwani na vika kenango me kena ikuri meke mundo na laba tale me zakaba na kalo menda runduri kina na laba tale me zakaba na kalo menda rumakamba utiko ya kina amen. Hallelujah. You supposed to
wow, hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. Amen. You're logging in today. Look, next Sunday, come down to the foreshore. Come down to the foreshore. Oh, hallelujah. It's different when you watch you on the screen. It's different to be on the playground like this. You need to come. Amen. Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. Amen. Whatever. Maybe your bill's so overwhelming you cannot keep up. Or maybe now you have received an eviction notice. Or maybe your electricity has been cut off. Everything has come to a stop, you know, like in your life, a standstill. So if you're logging in today and you can identify whatever you're saying today, look, be still. Just be still. Be still and know that I am God, he says. He said that I shall be exalted among the nations and I shall be exalted upon the face of the earth. That's the God that you serve. Don't put him on the sideline. No, take him on. Don't say that he's the old, you know, spare time kind of thing. No, he's not a spare time. He's the only prime time. He should be a prime time. Because he is your God. Look, in Jeremiah 32:27, it says, I, the God of all mankind. God is trying to tell you today. You know, you may be thinking, oh no, it cannot happen. It cannot happen. Maybe it can happen to them because they've been worshiping God. It cannot happen to me. Look, you heard, if you haven't been logging in before this, there was a lady who testified. She got married to a Hindu. Amen. The impossible that is out there in her eyes. Praise the Lord. But it happened. So if you listen today and you say, oh, it only happens to them because they've been preaching it for years of their life. No, it can happen to anybody and anyone who chooses to believe. Believe in who? Believe in Jesus. Who is Jesus? He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Savior, the Son of the Living God. So you need to take him on. You need to take him on today. Whatever that you're facing, you need to believe that this God, the clothes that you wear is far out from you. He's so close to you. Yeah, you can hide it with your smiling face. You can say that nothing is wrong. Look, God knows that something is wrong. And he knows what's the deeper things that it's not there in your heart. So you need to rise up. You need to take ownership. You need to believe. Start believing that this God exists. And he says that I am the God of all mankind. What can I not do? Whatever that you're facing, whatever that you're hearing, whatever that you are going through all these years, maybe you raise your hand and said it's been years. Nothing will happen. Well, try this year. Try this year. Hallelujah. Take it on this year. Because this God can do amazing things that your mind cannot even fathom. Because in 1 Corinthians 2:9, and that's the Bible verse for our theme for this year, next year. On the heights that God will take us, no eyes shall see. No ears shall hear. You know what does that mean? That even your eyes cannot believe what you would sing. Your ears cannot believe it's happening to you. Your family cannot believe what they're seeing in your life. Your workmates cannot believe what they're hearing about you. Well, he can only do that for those who love you. So start with the basic. Love him.
The Bible says if your faith is like a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain to go and swim. How well that you believe in that.
Hallelujah.
We believe that and we left our job. While you're looking for a job, we left our job. Because we believe. If Jesus said, you can tell this mountain to come and have a swim. Do you believe that? Every sickness in your body, if you believe, you come up here, you'll be healed.
Hallelujah.
The key is faith. The key, do you believe? You are trying to venture out on a business and you are struggling with your maybe a capital.
Amen.
Believe. Amen. Or rather, na tukuni alomai rotoka tukuni alomai nandi kona 1,300. Eso era titinga. Rakikina la salome bango. Not only for the church, for your family too.
Amen.
That is the power of the word of God that we are saying.
Hallelujah.
The
Sarongo te weekend la mosa nikalo ni singa ni kuwa sange baka to weekend la nonda ding ding ka weekend la volta mbo ka sarongo da nongo bosa kada ka wakin indu na ka sato matabuku sato to batake indu satara normale en andal ni batu ike baka indu sarongo da nongo bosa ka sinda ka wakin indu na ka sato matalilia sato to batake indu na tomat satara normale en andal ni nuku ni na tau na uda dhoko na ndo mbui na liwa na dhangi na tambaka na pali kwa ya en ambale sakali una nona mbale sabi mbuli eni wiki anda turangeni mara madhoro buki nwanelewa ena mbuno li mbuko New Zealandi na mbuso nika luwenda sarangwatha na numutiko nga tuwa karo tuna New Methodist Christian Fellowship na bingarabi nonda mbula ena singo binaganyukua nga ingiri nga eni ena namba sa tuku niwati tuku waridhake wakaluga